It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, it is tea time, and this is juicy. Justin Bieber admitting and detailing his drug abuse in his new documentary, saying it got really scary. He's getting candid in his series Seasons, which I've watched a few of them. They're okay. Now, this episode's called The Dark Season. And in it, he says that he was pill popping, he was smoking out pretty much every day, and that he made his security, like while he was sleeping, they would come to check his pulse at night. It was very, very bad. He said it was a form of escape. He was doing Molly, he was taking mushrooms. I mean, he was just totally out of control. He's just like, I had a lot of money, and it was just an escape for me. If things got too many, I had no reliability, I had no accountability, and people thought I was in a downward spiral and I possibly was going to die.
That's crazy when you have to have your security guards check your pulse to make sure you're not dying when you sleep.
Exactly. So that's really raw and transparent of him. I think it's really cool that he's admitting it and he's turned his life around. Well, this is crazy. Have you guys seen Hamilton on Broadway?
No, I've wanted to, but I can never get a ticket to see the actual thing.
Well, Lin-Manuel, this is a huge deal. Disney beat out everybody else, has paid $75 million for the worldwide rights to the show that won 11 Tony Awards. It's going to hit theaters, so we can go see it at the movies. It's going to be 2 hours and 40 minutes long, so it'll be an investment. But I want to see it live, though, because I feel like that's where it gained all its popularity.
See, I love that it's coming to the theater so I can wear sweatpants and not get judged. I go to Hamilton on Broadway. This guy's wearing sweatpants?
Yeah. See, it was weird because I covered the opening, like the grand opening of it, the premiere outside of the theater, but like I didn't have a ticket. And I wasn't able to get one because it was sold out.
You're like, no, I got to go in and interview people real quick.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, it's so exciting and we're here at the premiere and was interviewing people and like limos arriving and celebrities, and then I had to like leave.
All right, you got to get your stuff. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank
so
you.
Glamorous. Ooh, Hannah Montana, the prequel. What? Yes, Billy Ray Cyrus has fans freaking out because he says that Hannah Montana, the prequel, in the works.
Five-letter word, sixth president of the United States. That would work if his name was John Quincy. Ugh.
Dad, I need to record now. What is taking so long? Hannah is in the zone.
Okay, so Billy Ray says yes. He's waiting for them to kind of get the storyline and everything worked out. He says he cannot wait to jump on board. It's not totally confirmed, but he can't wait to rock a mullet. He's very excited to bring that back.
If I had hair, I would have a mullet. Totally jealous.
And he'll convince Miley. Like, she's kind of pondering if she's going to do it. We don't know about the rest of the cast, but it's in the works. So if the material's good, they will most likely be in. Jessica Simpson's memoir, Open Book. This gets juicier by the freaking second. Now, Jessica is saying, get this, that she turned down Rachel McAdams' starring role in The Notebook.
I don't see how it's gonna work.
Please don't do this. You don't mean it. Oh, hell, if you're gonna do it, why wait until the summer ends, huh? Why don't you just do it right now? Do it!
Well, what does she want him to do?
No offense, I love Jessica Simpson. I think she's very talented, but she does not have the acting chops of a Rachel McAdams. I can never picture her.
Hold on. Let's picture it right now.
I don't see how it's going to work.
Please don't do this. You don't mean it. Oh, hell, well, if you're going to do it, why wait until the summer ends, huh? Why don't you just do it right now?
I'm sorry.
Do it!
Jessica Simpson could do that line?
No.
Rachel McAdams. I think Jessica's dark, like beautiful. She's got a voice. She was cute in Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, but like this was like real.
Is this chicken or is this fish? Just tell me now.
She went on to say that post-split, she and Nick Lachey got busy one last time. They had goodbye sexy time. Is that a thing?
I tried.
Like, one last go.
When I broke up with my now wife, Lindsay, we're dating after 5 months and I broke up, I messed up. I asked for sexy time after and she was crying, so that was weird. I should have done it before. But I think it's possible.
She said it was super awkward and that she felt like Nick hated her forever after the split. But that memoir is out today.
Oh, and by the way, this is a book I don't want to read. I want to hear the audio version. I want her to read her story. It's going to be amazing.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
I saw these are traditional milestones that I remember growing up. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do that. They're saying that to a lot of people, they're not even important anymore. Yeah, I got a few I can think of right here on this list, but I will go over those next to see if these are actually important or you're like, nah, who cares about that anymore? It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.